It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this special Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, let me tell you what our new Saturday podcast is all about. These are the bits that you never heard. So every afternoon, we broadcast our show live on our Facebook page at around about 1:30 every afternoon. And for about 10 minutes, myself and Jeremy just sit here in our studio talking absolute shite while the audience on Facebook builds up and before we start recording the actual podcast that you then get to hear. But the bits that we're about to share with you, we do every Saturday, they're the bits you never heard. So, for example, you will hear us talking about what type of person you couldn't date. We hear about Jeremy's mate dating a bodybuilder. And he actually told the story of why Jeremy pissed into cat litter. and worse. And what is the most embarrassing thing that Jeremy found in his mother's attic? All that and much more on this special episode of Opinions Matter. Let's go back firstly to last Monday. I'm A and he's J.
Yeah, I have a question for all of you. Yeah, it's not related to what we're going to be talking about. Now, I'm mentioning this, but this could end a relationship.
Okay. End whose relationship?
A friendship that I have with a bloke.
Okay, it could end a friendship because you're mentioning it.
So I'm good friends, but he doesn't listen to this podcast.
Okay. Don't be so sure, but anyway, go on.
I know he doesn't. No, he's one of the... That's the reason.
Yeah. Oh, okay, right, yeah. So go on anyway.
He doesn't listen. But there's a chance that someone could play it for him because it's very specific what I'm about to mention. Okay, I'll just come out with it. How do you feel? How do you feel?
How do I feel?
About women bodybuilders. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about huge, big... But I'm talking about women who have big muscles and stuff like that. Now, I'm not body shaming here, but I'll tell you, this particular fella that I know, I'm not that good friends with him. I'm a work colleague. And if anything, if the friendship breaks up, it means I don't have to go out for his birthday drinks next month. So it actually could do me a favour.
Go on.
I hate that. Can you come out for birthday drinks? Oh, fuck off. He started dating a woman about 3 months ago. And mad about her. He's mad about her. And we hadn't met her. And still haven't met her. But he tagged himself on Facebook the other day with her. And she's...
Spit it out, come on.
She's built like a fucking tank. She's built like a tank. And he texted us and then he says, oh yeah, well, what do you think when you go from... What do you say? What do you say? Oh, she's gorgeous. Yeah, well done. You struck gold. But this one could bench press you. She could literally lift you up, and her arms are the size of my legs. And in the photograph, she's wearing all these gym gear and all. She has abs, literally abs that you could wash her. You see that shirt you're wearing?
Yeah.
It's not ironed.
You could wash it on her abs.
You could iron it on her abs. She's literally, like, absolutely ripped. But huge big arms and big shoulders. She's just Mrs. Muscle.
Mm.
And he isn't. He'd be built like me.
So a weeny old thing. Yeah? Scrawny old yoke.
I'm not scrawny.
But you said he's built like you, so he's a scrawny old thing, yeah.
No, he's an average size male. I'm not fucking scrawny. I'm not scrawny.
Yeah,
I could beat you, and now I know it's very visual, so I won't do it.
Exactly.
I could beat you in an arm wrestle now.
I'm sure you could.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
But you're scrawny.
Could I beat you in an arm wrestle right
now? That's not this conversation.
No, it is. No,
the conversation is this scrawny fella like you.
If we were to, no, shut up for a second.
Is dating a bodybuilder, basically.
If we were to have an arm wrestle right now,
yeah,
who do you think would win?
I don't know.
Come on.
It might be you.
Okay, let the listeners decide. Very quick. If I were to give...
Really, that's where we're going with this.
That's where we're going with it, because I won't be sat here and called scrawny by you. If myself and Adrian were to have an arm wrestle right now... Now, I'm talking about a proper one. You know, yeah. You know, you lock the hands in?
Yeah.
You put your elbow down?
Yeah, I know how to do a bloody arm wrestle.
And you're not allowed to, like, hold under the table or anything like that. It's like, it's a pure arm wrestle, you know?
Yeah.
Who do you think would win?
Katie.
No, Casey's big. He has big muscles. He really does. Okay, someone obviously doesn't get how an arm wrestle works. This is between myself and Adrian, okay? Who would actually win in the arm wrestle?
Okay, we'll come back to that in a second. Anyway, but that's not the question. The question is, could you date a bodybuilder?
Yeah. No, she's not a bodybuilder, yeah?
What is she?
She doesn't take part in those competitions where you put oil on yourself.
Oh, does she not? No.
She doesn't do that. But she's in the gym. And we noticed it because anytime we've been talking to her, he says, are you going out tonight with the new girlfriend? Oh, no, I can't. She's busy. She was always busy.
And what's she busy doing?
Working out, bench pressing, squatting, doing the weights, the whole lot. So she lives in the gym, it transpires.
What's the question you're asking, though?
She has a bed and a kitchen, and she literally lives.
So when you saw the photograph of her, your reaction was what?
My reaction was, but I can't say what my reaction is because it's a bit rude.
No, come on, spit it out.
I just said it's a bit rude, and you could be, no, I can't.
Actually, you've lost your friendship anyway.
Well, I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. Nah, wouldn't be for me. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
Really?
Her arms are like...
So is it that she'd be more muscular than you, that you'd find that a bit intimidating?
No, but she is more muscular than me. Now I have a bit of muscle.
But you would find that intimidating, is that it?
No, I have a bit of muscle, as you know.
We all have a bit of muscle.
Yeah, between me legs.
Jesus.
Yeah,
there you go again, dragging everything back down to the base level. Mm. Why are you drinking while we're actually doing a podcast?
It's pre-workout drink.
Would you get on with it?
Before I give you my arm wrestling.
No, I'm not arm wrestling anybody today.
Are you afraid of losing?
Come on. So you wouldn't date this woman because she's built better than you are. That's basically it.
I don't know how, unless you are a... I always think when it comes to dating, they say opposites attract, but I think similars attract. Like you look, someone covered in tattoos.
Yeah.
Would never date someone that doesn't have tattoos.
Probably not, yeah.
Tattoo scum are
you can't be calling people like that. Half the people listening to this podcast have tattoos.
Scum. Tattoo scum are...
No, I'm not having that.
Tattoo scum are normally attracted to tattoo scum, aren't they?
Whatever you say.
No, they are, though, aren't they?
Whatever you say.
People with tattoos are normally attracted to people with tattoos, yeah?
Yeah.
Would you go out with someone with a sleeve?
Well...
Would you go out with someone with a sleeve?
With a sleeve tattoo?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be for me now, I'll be honest.
Or what about a woman that had a rose bush on her back?
No, I don't mean that. Any sort of a bush, no.
I don't mean an actual rose bush. I mean
a tattoo.
A tattoo of a rose.
I'm not a big tattoo fan, I'll be honest. I'm not. I know, I wouldn't mind one or two little small ones, but when you get into the obsessive level where you're covered in them,
my point is people with similar things stick together, don't they? So generally, the only person that will be attracted to Mrs. Arnold Schwarzenegger, because that's what she's like Arnie, like, would be someone else who's well-built. But the thing is, my...
Mate.
Former mate.
Your scrawny mate, yeah.
No, he's not scrawny, but he's not. Like, she's the more muscular of the two. I couldn't do that. I'm sorry. There's two things I look for in a woman, yeah?
Yeah.
A vagina?
Well, obviously. Oh, it's not a prerequisite, I suppose.
What is a woman?
Yeah, well, there you go. Yes, it's not a prerequisite.
Sorry, there's three things I look for in a woman.
Yeah.
A vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smaller muscles than me. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And the third thing, yeah, doesn't earn as much as me. I couldn't be with a woman who earns more than me. I couldn't. My fragile ego would not allow me to do that. I couldn't. I couldn't go out with like a CEO of a... You name a rich woman.
A rich woman?
Name a rich woman. Jesus Christ, is there?
I can't think of any rich woman.
Oh my God, that's terrible. It's so sexist.
Who? Name a rich woman.
I can't think of a rich woman.
Oh, jeez, I have to Google rich woman now.
A rich woman. Or a successful woman.
Francois Betancourt Mayers.
Never heard of her. She's,
yeah, she's worth millions. She's worth 73 billion, actually.
Wow, okay. Now,
Francois Betancourt Myers.
No, I mean a rich woman that we all. Kim Kardashian, for argument's sake, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I couldn't date her.
Why?
Because she earns more.
She earns more than you?
Yeah, she earns me more than me, yeah.
Oh, so that's very sexist.
Yeah.
You couldn't date somebody who is richer than you?
Yeah.
Who earns more money than you?
No, I couldn't. Why are you repeating what I'm saying? Yeah, I couldn't.
Really?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't. And also, I couldn't date a woman who could beat me in an arm wrestling match. Can you imagine the embarrassment? You're out in the pub with your mates.
Yeah, and she challenges you to an arm wrestle and she wins.
Jeremy, let's have an arm wrestle. And all your mates are looking, banging on the table, yeah? Yeah? Bang on the table. Come on, Jeremy. And then you put up and she literally drags your arm down. No, I'm sorry. So the point is, Diane O'Brien, oh, Jeremy, you're so concerned. Yeah, lighten up, put you, Diane.
What's wrong with Diane?
Some people just can't take a joke.
You can't take a joke when it's a joke, but you're not joking. You couldn't date a woman with bigger muscles than you. Date a woman who earned more money than you.
Taylor Swift, we got there in the end. Taylor Swift.
Yeah, you couldn't date her.
No, she's worth billions.
Yeah.
She's worth absolutely billions.
So what, you'd feel...
When I open my Revolut, yeah?
Yeah.
A laughing emoji comes up on it. That's actually true. That's because you're fucking broke. A laughing emoji on my Revolut.
So Taylor throws herself at you.
Yeah,
Jeremy, I've heard all about you over these years.
Yeah, you're very...
I'd like us to get together.
You're the host of a very successful podcast.
Yeah, I'd like us to get together. You're going to say...
We are never getting back together.
You couldn't, could you
not? That wouldn't make sense.
No,
we're never together in the first place. Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, you know what I'd say to her? I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. Stone, 22 stone. No, they're the three things.
So a rich woman, a woman with more muscles than you. What was the last thing?
You what? The vagina.
Oh, right. A woman without one. You couldn't date one of them.
Some women don't have vaginas.
No, I know that, yeah.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Is Adrian
Adrian afraid of being cancelled. You're not going to get cancelled on a podcast. Go on, you're safe. Go on, you can say it.
What do you want me
to
say?
Come on, JK Rowling. Go on, you can say it. Come on, JK.
Not all women have vaginas, apparently.
No, that's not what JK would say.
That was enough.
Come on.
Enough, yeah.
Come on, say it.
One of our listeners just sent us in a photograph of, I don't know what that is. What do you think that is? And it says, I dropped this listening to Saturday's podcast. Now, if you're listening to this now, this is part of Saturday's podcast, which is a new...
Where are we? What day?
Yeah. That's the point, you see. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, when you're listening to this as a podcast.
Yes, it's on Saturday.
Not necessarily if you don't listen
to it.
Okay,
we release it on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And it's the irreverent bit from during the week. It's the shit that we talk about before the live show. And
it's the most successful part of it, actually.
Somebody dropped what looks like an egg, listening to Saturday's podcast, Dixon, your bollocks on about her flow.
Oh. No idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
Well, look, Robert's getting all serious now. But JK Rowling is a very hateful person that uses her social media presence to spread hate against trans people. Well, Adrian is that person as well. I'm just going to say, for the record, Adrian is the Irish JK Rowling. Write it down.
Why, what did they say?
Get him cancelled.
What did they say?
You get him cancelled. What?
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you did. Women can't have a penis. That's what you said.
I never said that.
Yes, you did. Men can't have a vagina.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
Lots of people have been asking me to ask you about something that you mentioned kind of in passing on a recent podcast, yeah?
Yeah.
Where you...
Recent?
Yeah, it was a recent podcast,
okay. Yeah.
Where you basically said that you used a litter tray, you peed in a litter tray... at one stage in your illustrious life.
You see, I mentioned it on a recent podcast.
Yeah.
Which you can listen to on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. I did mention it.
Yeah.
Thinking that people would all say, oh yeah, I've done that as well. You know when you say something expecting everybody to say, oh, that's Jeremy. Hello. We've all done that. Yeah.
Oh, right.
You know, like if you say something like, I once wiped my dick in the curtains of the bedroom.
Right.
No, I haven't, by the way.
Yeah.
But you say something like that and everybody goes, ah, here. You think you're the only person that's done that? Sure, we've all done
that. Okay. So you said on the podcast recently that you had used a litter tray.
A litter tray once. Now, there's a bit of complications about this story and I know people want to hear the story. People have been sliding into my DMs saying that you need to finish the story.
Yeah.
Sliding into the DMs.
Get on with it.
I was sort of told by a family member.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a very upstanding
member of the community
and big in the media, a personality, if you will.
Yeah, go on.
You probably shouldn't tell that story. It's not going to paint you
in a good light.
Yeah, this person is always worried about my brand and damaging the brand.
Well, you don't have a brand.
Oh, no, I do. Everybody has a brand.
Okay, your brand is.
I mean, you've brought so much shame on our brand.
What?
The Adrian and Jeremy is a brand, yeah?
Yeah.
It is
what
a brand.
Shame have I brought?
Oh, you've brought... How long is this podcast? How long have you...
Well, it can't be more shameful than what you're about to tell us, which is how you ended up using a litter tray.
No, that's what I said to this particular girl. Very big in media. Very, very... A big personality.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And she said, don't tell that story. You will ruin the brand. And I said, well, to be honest with you, the Kennedy fella... destroyed the brand. You did destroy it that time.
What time?
At that time. Destroyed the
brand.
Not
at all, the exact opposite.
No,
man. Yeah. High five him.
Nobody high fived you over that. You destroyed the brand that time, yeah?
Would you just get on with the story?
The other time, you destroyed the brand.
What other time?
In the back of the police van and all that.
Oh, yeah. No, that was street cred.
No, there was no cred for that.
Oh, there was. I can still tell that story today and people high-five me.
So much shame. So that's, okay, what I said to my friend who's very, and colleague.
Okay, but it doesn't stoop as low as peeing in a...
According to my brand ambassador, yes, you have destroyed the brand more than me. So telling the story probably won't destroy
it. Just get on with the story.
Okay, in my house, which is a very big house.
It's a dog box. Our studio is bigger.
I have to write that down. We're putting it up for sale. What do you write in the description?
Dog box. Yeah, dog box. Yeah.
South-facing dog box.
I love that
one. What else can I say? Close to the Lewis line.
Oh, yeah. Lewis, so close it rattles the building. Anyway.
Yeah, so in where we live.
In our little dog box.
My family is a very palatial house.
It's a tiny little yoke.
It's grand. And we have four bathrooms.
You don't?
Okay, we have two bathrooms.
Yeah.
And there was one day I was coming home from work.
Okay.
And let's just say I'd had a spice bag for lunch that day. And it was the first time I've ever had a spice bag. Because as you know, I'm not able for spicy food. But someone in work, it was when we worked in can't name what station. The other one?
What other one?
The second one we worked for. The one you brought shame onto as well. There's another thing you brought shame onto.
Would you put that on silent for God's sake?
Someone texted me saying, don't talk about this. Quit on your head. Stop. Don't do it.
So you came home from work at 98 FM.
Yeah, I'd had a spice bag and it ran through me like a bullet train. Okay?
Yeah.
So when I arrived home, I realised that both bathrooms were in use.
Okay? Yeah.
What do you do? I wasn't going to call into a neighbour's house and say, can I use your toilet? Now, when one of my particular kids... When they're on the toilet, they spend ages there.
Right.
Now, I can't name the child, okay? But one of my three kids spends an awful lot of time on the
toilet. Sitting on the toilet,
so there was no chance of... I was banging on the door. Open the fucking door!
No.
I do curse at my kids, by the way.
That's disgusting.
It's not disgusting.
It's another day's conversation.
No. Open the fucking door! I'm not opening the door! I'm busy! I have things to do!
Yeah, okay.
Then I went to the other door, and my wife was in there. And she was having a share. And we have a rule that... I can't do a shite when she's doing a share. That's how you keep the romance alive in a marriage. You wouldn't know that.
You couldn't get into a toilet.
So I couldn't get into a toilet. So I'm in the living room, literally clenching my buttocks because it's on the way. You know when it's on the way, don't you?
Yeah.
You know the point of no return.
Yeah.
I said, I have to do something. So I opened the utility room, which is where we keep the cat litter tray.
Okay.
And I... Defecated.
Yeah.
I defecated.
You shit in the cat litter.
But we use the word defy again, trying to ruin the brand.
No. Sorry. You're the one telling the story. And the story has no better ending than you shit in a litter tray.
Defecated.
Why did you shit in the litter tray, though?
Because I had no option.
I now have this mental image of you with your trousers down around your ankles.
Squatted
over the litter tray and away you went.
Yeah, but as well, when I finished doing it, I covered it with the cats do. Have you ever seen a cat? You know the way they do that? And I have to
say, that's my Nutella sandwich ruined now.
Yeah, well, there you go. You shouldn't be eating Nutella anyway.
Why?
That's disgusting.
Nothing disgusting about Nutella.
And it's pronounced Nutella, by the way. It's Nutella. But you don't realise how low I felt when I was crouching over the litter tray.
I can imagine how low
it was.
I don't mean actual low.
You squatted
over a litter tray and had a dump.
You know the prisoners in prison, the way they have to dump out? Don't they have to dump out? They poo in a pot and then empty it out.
That was you.
What?
Who emptied the litter tray?
Oh, sure, ask me, missus. Come out of the toilet and empty me shies, will you? Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. She doesn't know about it to this day.
Oh, she doesn't know that you had a shit in the litter tray.
Obviously not. That's marriage breakup, that is.
Bloody sure it is.
Absolutely. That's second game. That's game over. See ya, bye. Pack your bags.
Oh, right. So,
it's not funny.
It is funny. It is.
I've just told
you. Were so desperate to. Why didn't you go out into your big back garden and go?
The only reason I'm being cocky about this is because I know she doesn't listen to this shit show of a podcast, so there's no chance of her ever hearing this. Okay, she doesn't listen. Now, you're asking me a question. Why didn't I defecate? We'd use the word defecate.
No.
Let's keep the brand.
No. Why didn't you shit in the back garden?
Don't have a back garden. Only a front garden. And even if I did have a back garden, I think it was more kind of moralistic to do it in a litter tray, I think. Well, what's the difference between us and cats?
I'm not, for the rest of the day today, I won't be able to get rid of that image out of my head of you squatting over a litter tray and having a shite. I just won't be able to get that.
Defecate.
Having a shite, I won't be able to get that out of my head for the rest
of
the day.
But the great thing is I managed to empty the tray and clean it all out before she got out of the toilet. So she was, it's one of those things she will never know. She will never, ever find out.
But she will, because I'm going to send her a link to this episode of Opinions Matter.
Well, that's impossible.
Why?
Because it hasn't... Or is it possible?
Oh, of course it is.
Oh, it is possible. Yeah. Well, no.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm going to send her a link.
It's like I'm in the Matrix here.
This is the Saturday episode of Opinions Matter, yeah?
No.
I'm going to send her a link to it.
Has this happened, though?
Yeah.
The only problem is she's going to have to fast forward through a half an hour of rubbish just to get to this, but she won't be able to find this bit. We'll have it hidden within the podcast. Oh no! Don't honestly. That would cause
your wife needs to know.
If you pardon the pun, this would cause the shit would literally hit the fan,
and rightly so. Oh, I have to say
that's one of those things that we could never come back from.
No, I know.
Never come back.
That's why I'm going to tell her.
It's like when she was giving birth to her three children.
Yeah,
not at the same time, because that would have been weird. And she said, "Don't look down."
Oh, right, yeah.
Because she says, once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Yeah.
And this is kind of, you have, everybody listening to this now has a mental image of me squatting over a litter tray.
Yes.
It wasn't my finest moment.
No, it wasn't.
I'll be honest with you. It was probably the lowest point of my career and life. But let's just all keep it between ourselves. This is a podcast community. Can we keep it in the podcast community?
No.
And why?
No, I'm going to tell everybody. I am literally going to tell everybody. Come here, before we go on to our...
Sorry, hang on.
Sorry, you're about to tell me what loads of people have done this.
No, I'm not going to even ask our listeners.
Here, let's have a listen to this voice note. Hang on.
This just gets funnier, Adrian. Adrian, you should have got a council house. We have a front garden and a back garden and two toilets. Oh, by the way, thanks for paying for that, Jeremy. Thanks from the bottom of my heart, not my kid's heart. Thank you.
And I know people are saying that's sick and you're disgusting and all that. I had no option. I had no choice. There was literally the it was leaving. It was leaving without me, it was leaving. You know, it was coming out and I had no choice. I literally had no choice.
Here, before we go on to the rest of this podcast, John.
Yeah.
We got a message in yesterday from one of our listeners, early this morning actually, from one of our listeners. About you giving out yards. Wait till you hear this for an angry man, yeah? This man is very, very angry. This is Patrick. This was sent in earlier today.
How are you going? I'm just after listening back on yesterday's podcast there. And old Dick's in there saying that, what happens if a woman got her boobs removed and her womb removed because of cancer? Can you say to her, you're not a woman? Do you know what she will actually do to him? Give him such a fucking hiding. Because do you read how, does he actually realize how offensive that is to a woman who's after going through such a fucking difficult, horrendous time in her life, and then comparing it to cancer. He is a fucking wally. What a cheek hunt. Here, how about this one, Dixon? If you got cancer, testicular cancer, you got your ball removed. What happens if someone called you, oh, you're not a man? Well, you're a fucking spastic, Dixon.
Wow.
Honest to God, grow the fuck up and smell the fucking coffee.
First of all,
there is only two genders.
This is referring back to a recent podcast.
Can I just say, roll up your window when you're recording a voice note. The noise of that car.
Okay, let's deal with this. He's basically given out about comments that you made on a recent podcast of Opinions Matter, yeah?
Yeah.
Where you were arguing with a caller. This is over the Trump thing that there are
two genders.
The reason
I wanted you to play that, I asked you to play that, is because I hate when people misquote me or don't get the point. The point that angry man, what's his name?
Patrick.
The point that Patrick made, he completely missed my point. You got my point.
I did.
He completely misread it, and he's angry with me for the wrong reasons. Okay, let me explain to you. We were talking about genders and stuff like that, and we had a caller on the line, and his name was John.
Mm-hmm.
And John was saying, you can never be a woman if you don't have women's parts. Okay?
That's basically what he said, yep.
And I said to him, in disagreement, I said, well, would you say that to a woman who, by the way, I was on the women's side. I've had family members die from cancer, so I wasn't making fun of people who had cancer, you dope. But my point was, if you only consider somebody female if they have breasts or have a womb, then would you dare say that to some poor woman who had a hysterectomy or a mastectomy? Now, I would have thought that was obvious from what I said.
No, well, what Patrick picked up, he heard you saying a woman who loses her womb from cancer is not a woman anymore.
That's what he picked up. Isn't that bizarre? That just bugs the shit out of me when people mishear you, because I never said that. Now, that fella's gone off all angry. When did he record that?
6 o'clock this morning.
It's very angry for 6 a.m.
Yeah, it is.
I'm very angry for 6 a.m. But let that just be, open your ears, okay? Open your ears to what people say, okay? That's not what I said. Oh, God, look, James doesn't get it. I can't deal with stupidity, James. He's right. It is disrespectful towards women who have had breasts removed to save their life. James.
Oh, James, seriously.
James,
go listen to the podcast.
Yeah, James, you're an example of how the education system in Ireland
is failing.
Has done you wrong. It's done you wrong. Again, I'm going to say this very slowly, okay? I was not disrespecting women. I was disrespecting the caller who believes that if you don't have women's parts, you can't be a woman. I just could go home and say that to my 5-year-old and you'd understand what I'm saying. Yeah. Oh. Go back to school.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
I've only started watching it online at the TV show 24. I know you were a big fan of it back
in the day. I was back in the day, yeah.
Why are you
only getting it now?
Because I never watched it at the time.
But it's all out of date now.
So I watched 2 episodes of 24, so it's 48. Really. Well, no, that's what it is. And it didn't do it for me, I have to
say. Yeah, but it's 25 years old.
It doesn't matter.
That was out in 2001.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's just...
Even though, like, all the old mobile phones were all out of date and... Nah.
What, they were using Ericssons, Sony Ericssons?
Yeah, things like that, yeah.
Remember people
used
to have Ericssons and Nokias and stuff like that?
Yeah.
All gone now. There's only 2 makes of phone now.
Well, there isn't just 2 makes of phone.
There's only 2 makes of phone that people have. They either have an iPhone or a Samsung. That's it. No one else has a different model of phone.
You can still get Nokia phones.
Can you?
They actually have, some of their phones are actually quite nice.
Really?
Yeah.
I was a fan of Nokia. And Nokia, by the way, is the way the company.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
Well, no, not whatever. It's called Nokia.
Well, they're not going to ring us and give out, are they?
No, but I'm just saying, the first Nokia phone had Snake on it. Do you remember it had Snake?
I do. I remember it well.
And Nokia were the first people to bring out predictive text as well.
And I remember learning that, so
They were ahead of their time, Nokia. Yeah. And they were the first people to bring a caller ID.
Really?
Yeah, so a lot of you, if you're younger, you may not remember this, but phones didn't used to have caller ID. My first phone, Sean says, the 3210 was re-released. Was it? Who would have bought the 3210?
The 3210?
Yeah, no. Thanks for that information, Sean.
That's not Sean.
Oh, it is Sean.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Under false
pretense. Really?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
Yeah, no, it is, yeah, 100%, yeah.
So Sean has transitioned.
It can happen. Oh my God, they have brought out, you can get the 3210 and...
Yeah, wow. No, it's a funky looking thing.
This is actually a true story. I stored all my old mobile phones up in my mother's attic. They're in a box.
Right.
And they go back to my first phone, which was the Nokia 909, which had the aerial on the top. Anyway, I took the box down I found another thing up in my mother's attic, which we can talk about in a few moments.
Oh, yeah, now I'm more curious. I don't care about your old mobile phones.
Anyway, the box of mobile phones, I was clearing out my mother's attic because she was getting it insulated. And she said, get all the shit out of the attic. So I went up and I found the box of my old mobile phones.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a Nokia 3210 that was up there, which I used to have on the, what was the network now? Digicel, wasn't it called?
Oh, Digicel, yeah.
Digicel or Digiphone or something like that.
Yeah, Digicel.
One of Dennis O'Brien's companies.
Ah, yeah, Michael Lowry. They were all buddies.
Oh, no, you can't say that. The man's back in power.
Oh, no, you can.
No, you can't.
You should have heard them all shouting yesterday.
What, George Hulk was there, was he?
I know, you can't say that.
This is not a political podcast.
I know.
If you want political podcasts, tune into Matt Cooper's podcast.
Yeah, he's all right, sure.
I'm a big fan of Matt.
Yeah, go on anyway.
Anyway, there was a 3210 in the box up in my ma's attic, and I was like, oh, my God, this was amazing. And I said, for curiosity, I said, will it turn on? And it turned on, and the battery was still...
Had power in it.
Now, I'm telling you, find out when the 3210 was. What year was that?
Okay, the original one, obviously.
Yeah, the original one. It was grey, and you could play Snake on it.
That was basically it.
Yeah.
The Nokia 32. Oh, there it is there. Oh, yeah, there it is there.
Well, I want a year, you fool.
It came out in 1999.
Wow.
Yeah,
so that's 20. And I swear to God, I turned it on and it stayed on for about 2 minutes.
And then died.
I'd stayed on for about 2 minutes and then it died. But the fact that the battery was still operational on the phone.
That's mad.
And now I can't find the charger for it because I'd love to have a look.
I actually have a charger for one of them at home.
And the gas thing is, I want to go through the messages to see what was on the who was I texting in 1999? You know what I mean? Who was because I didn't even know my wife at that stage.
No,
you didn't know yours.
No,
different era.
No kids.
And the days.
What?
Take me back.
To when you had no kids?
Country roads.
Really?
Take me back.
That's an awful thing to say about your children.
Where I belong. West Virginia. What's the next line?
Mountain Mama.
Mountain Mama. I was Mountain Mamas in 1999, let me tell you. I was Mountain a lot of mamas.
No, you weren't. They wouldn't even look at you.
They wouldn't look at me. I used to say to them, do you want to play Snake on me 3210? Anyway, I turned it on, yes?
Mm.
And I managed to get one message before the phone blocked out. And you know what the text message was?
What?
So, this was 1999. Do any of you remember the messages that we used to send each other at Christmas time back in the 90s on your phone, where you used to have to use little asterisks for the snow?
Oh, to make a little Christmas tree.
So it was a Christmas message, and it was. I should have taken a photograph of it, but it was something like, before the networks closed down at midnight.
Yeah.
Remember, back in the 90s, you could not send someone a message on New Year's Eve. You'd send it to them at 5 to midnight. Happy New Year.
And they wouldn't get it until 3 days later.
They'd get it on Valentine's Day. Like, why are you wishing me Happy New Year? But it was one of those old messages. Before the network closed down, I just want to wish you and yours a Happy Christmas and loads of asterisks for the snow. But if anybody has a Nokia 32 charger...
I have one at home.
Really? Why would you have that?
I can't remember how we ended up having it, but I do have one in my little office at home.
I'd say if we were to go to your old phones, I'd say you'd probably...
That's why I didn't keep boxes of them.
I'd say...
They're all gone.
I'd say there'd be enough to hang you out to dry. You were up to a lot of jiggery pokery in the late 90s.
There was no jiggery.
Oh, there was pokery, though. Anyway, the other thing, I have to whisper this...
Okay, so you were saying you found a box of phones in your mum's attic.
So I had to clear out her attic because she was getting it insulated.
So what else did you find?
I found my porn stash.
What?
My porn stash. Now, I didn't want to say it because you're always talking about sex.
Well, you do always talk about sex.
This isn't about sex. because I wasn't having sex in the 90s. So it's literally a conversation, not about sex.
Right, okay.
Okay.
So you found a porn stash. What was in this stash?
Okay, so you have
to... And more importantly, what the fuck are you doing keeping it in your mother's attic?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know what it's doing. But it wasn't from the 90s.
When was it from?
I was watching porn in the 90s. I was a sexually active man.
No, you weren't.
Oh, God. I spread more seed than a bird feeder. That's a lot of seed.
Maybe on your bed sheets. That's about it.
You dirty bad. You one track mind. All you talk about is sperm.
So go on. What's in this porn stash?
So this would have been from the 80s, these magazines were. Now, I tried to open one of them and pages were... had to, you know, get a saw out. But there was like six magazines. Yeah?
Yeah.
And they were from, I'd say, the late 80s. And I got them. I remember getting them. Me and a school friend, we went up to Belfast because you couldn't get the porn down south.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Remember men used to have to put socks over their mickeys and all that?
Come on, anyway. So you found a stash of porn in your mother's attic.
Yeah.
Are you listening, Mrs. Dixon?
No,
is that her name?
But it was, yes, Margaret, she can call her. But it was 80s porn.
What was it doing in your mother's attic?
Because obviously when I moved out, when I moved out of the house, it was originally, it's too personal, move on. It doesn't matter why it was there. It was originally under my labor.
Under your labor?
Under my labor, for easy access.
Under your bed?
Under my labor, for easy access. But I don't mind telling you guys, 80s porn. Now, it wasn't even porn. See, a lot of people, the only porn they've ever seen is online. So you have to remember that back in the 80s, a woman standing with her legs slightly ajar in a brassiere.
Made great porn.
Was considered porn. Anyway, I did something bizarre. I actually told her about them. I brought them down and I says...
You told your mother about it?
I mean, my porn stash is there. Get the filth out of the room. So...
It ended up in the attic.
No, I ended up... she didn't want to put them in the recycle bin for fear...
that somebody had seen them.
That a storm would come and the green bin... You know the way the green bins always blow over?
Yeah.
And there'd be porn all over the road. So she got the old... what's it called? The shredder.
Yeah.
And shredded all my porn.
So how did you find a stash?
No, she shredded it only a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, sorry, yes, I saw. Yes, right.
Yes.
Oh, right, okay. So it's all gone shredded.
Sean says, Jesus, he has me drier than the Sahara Desert. Sean, you're a man. I know you're called Beth on Facebook, but it's Sean. You're not dry. Men don't get dry.
Anyway, check your attic. Your child might have left a porn stash.
I'm telling you now, if you had young fellas, I don't think women didn't collect porn, would they?
I don't know.
But if you had a young fella who used to live in your house, the chances are that his stash is
up in your attic.
Is up in the attic.
No, I don't think any other human being would have left a stash of pornography in their mother's attic, except you.
Where else would you leave it?
In the bin.
What?
Why didn't you throw it in the bin when you were moving out?
Because memories. Memories. It's like you don't throw out your teddy bear, do you, from your childhood?
Oh, no, he's long gone.
Oh, is he?
He's long gone.
What was your teddy bear's name?
He's a big panda bear.
And his name?
I don't talk about
it. Really? Big or like how big did
we moved house back in the day, yeah? Back in 19 frozen to death, yeah?
Out of Ballybrack. Kip.
And my mother literally threw everything in the bin. Everything in the bin. Everything.
What do you mean by and your stash as well?
No, I didn't keep a stash, but everything, teddy bears, a lot. All.
What about your special?
I had a big, huge collection of.
Don't want to know. No.
I had a big, huge collection of Matchbox cars.
Yeah.
Huge collection in the bin.
What about your special sock?
I didn't have a special sock, you fool.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.